Now we're ready to start.
Today in our studio, we have a producer for numerous singers and pop stars, Mark Wayne. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
In what moment do you realize that a track you're working on will be a success?
I never know that when I'm working on it. You can only go by the energy in the room. Sometimes there are songs that can turn out to be really great, but whenever you're working on them, it feels like work.
So that feeling doesn't come with experience?
I just know when I hear something. But you can also have a great record and there are 100 other reasons why it doesn't become a hit. Maybe you released it the wrong week, or somebody bigger than you came out, or whatever it is.
Having achieved success as a producer, does it bother you that your own albums haven't been received so well?
You know, I'm very aware of my place in music. Of course, I'm never going to be a very famous songwriter or an amazing performer that you're going to see live and all this. I know with my own records that, in a way, I'm fortunate that I even get to make them.
So why do you make them?
There are a lot of ideas and songs and concepts that I want to get out that I wouldn't necessarily be able to show on somebody else's record. But I'm still convinced that my main job is probably producing records for other people. If I didn't produce records for other people, nobody would care about my own records anyway. I also knew that my new record had to be great because my last record didn't do that well.
What makes you a good producer?
I don't know. Maybe because I actually care about a lot of things that have become a forgotten art form. When I record drums, I sound like Michael Jackson. There is probably also a certain amount of subjective things like the taste that go into it.
And in the end, a producer's job is often about getting the most out of an artist's potential.
Yeah, that's a similarity with all good producers. Being able to deal with the sensitive emotions of artists and being able to bring really great things out of them. You have to almost be a coach in a way. You have to make them feel like they're incredible so that when you go in the booth to record the guitar, the vocals or whatever it is, they really feel like they are larger than life. That's the time you are going to get their confidence up there and get a beautiful performance.
And why is it difficult to find the right method for getting the best performance?
Sometimes when I'm hearing something for the first time, I can hear what's really special about that artist and it makes me excited. You play to that special superpower. You find that thing that you love about them and that makes them great and you accentuate that.
How difficult is it to criticize artists?
Obviously, in this case, you're working with someone who's a genuine legend in every sense of the word. As a singer, as a songwriter, as a performer, as a musician, as a producer himself. But at the same time, they hired you because they want you to help them to make the best record that they can. So if that means saying, I think we need to do it again, then that is what I have to do. You have to grab the bull by the horns.
You've been doing this for a while now, and you will be 40 soon. Is there a danger that you will miss out on your talent the older you get?
To be honest, I was having a bit of an identity crisis. With dance music, electronic music, there are young 24 and 25-year-olds making music that is mind-blowing. That's what kids want to go out and hear. But I remember when I used to watch MTV as a kid, those were amazing pop songs, and you weren't thinking, you, that's so old, this isn't for me.
I see. Thank you, Mark.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Today in our studio, we have a producer for numerous singers and pop stars, Mark Wayne. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
In what moment do you realize that a track you're working on will be a success?
I never know that when I'm working on it. You can only go by the energy in the room. Sometimes there are songs that can turn out to be really great, but whenever you're working on them, it feels like work.
So that feeling doesn't come with experience?
I just know when I hear something. But you can also have a great record and there are 100 other reasons why it doesn't become a hit. Maybe you released it the wrong week, or somebody bigger than you came out, or whatever it is.
Having achieved success as a producer, does it bother you that your own albums haven't been received so well?
You know, I'm very aware of my place in music. Of course, I'm never going to be a very famous songwriter or an amazing performer that you're going to see live and all this. I know with my own records that, in a way, I'm fortunate that I even get to make them.
So why do you make them?
There are a lot of ideas and songs and concepts that I want to get out that I wouldn't necessarily be able to show on somebody else's record. But I'm still convinced that my main job is probably producing records for other people. If I didn't produce records for other people, nobody would care about my own records anyway. I also knew that my new record had to be great because my last record didn't do that well.
What makes you a good producer?
I don't know. Maybe because I actually care about a lot of things that have become a forgotten art form. When I record drums, I sound like Michael Jackson. There is probably also a certain amount of subjective things like the taste that go into it.
And in the end, a producer's job is often about getting the most out of an artist's potential.
Yeah, that's a similarity with all good producers. Being able to deal with the sensitive emotions of artists and being able to bring really great things out of them. You have to almost be a coach in a way. You have to make them feel like they're incredible so that when you go in the booth to record the guitar, the vocals or whatever it is, they really feel like they are larger than life. That's the time you are going to get their confidence up there and get a beautiful performance.
And why is it difficult to find the right method for getting the best performance?
Sometimes when I'm hearing something for the first time, I can hear what's really special about that artist and it makes me excited. You play to that special superpower. You find that thing that you love about them and that makes them great and you accentuate that.
How difficult is it to criticize artists?
Obviously, in this case, you are working with someone who's a genuine legend in every sense of the word. As a singer, as a songwriter, as a performer, as a musician, as a producer himself. But at the same time, they hired you because they want you to help them to make the best record that they can. So if that means saying, I think we need to do it again, then that is what I have to do. You have to grab the bull by the horns.
You've been doing this for a while now, and you will be 40 soon. Is there a danger that you will miss out on your talent the older you get?
To be honest, I was having a bit of an identity crisis. With dance music, electronic music, there are young 24 and 25-year-olds making music that is mind-blowing. That's what kids want to go out and hear. But I remember when I used to watch MTV as a kid. Those were amazing pop songs, and you weren't thinking, you, that's so old, this isn't for me.
I see. Thank you, Mark.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.